step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to The Cut, guys. How y'all doing? What's up?
Another Saturday.
You know.
Another day in paradise.
Another day in paradise. You know, I have been working on my Midnight Storm voice. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on, where's the rain and the crackle, man? Can't come in like, yeah, I was working on my Storm Rain voice.
Hey, everybody out there.
I was got to be extra. I just woke up in the morning.
You got to extra deep. Oh, you laying with your boo boo?
Did you just call me?
No, I'm I knew just you got there with another guy. I just didn't care.
Boys the man.
He the original, originator. I'm the originator. Anyway, we're gonna go ahead and start with introductions. We're gonna start from right to left.
Your left, my right.
Right to left. Whatever, man.
Like you did in spades, bro. Like
yeah. Right in spades. All right. Go ahead, Jay.
Bad guy, you know, still here. I ain't got locked up yet, so, you know.
Are you planning
keep
to?
Pushing. Wow. Man, these people are pushing me. They're pushing me. They keep stupid people.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Going to pick up Wicker Thurman today, and the white lady decided she was going to just lay down in the road.
In the middle of the road?
Yeah, a little white girl. She was like, I'm just going to lay down right here. And the dudes was like, we so sorry. Now, if I run her ass over, she's about 18, so it wasn't a child.
Oh man, you a speed bump at that point.
Yeah, so I just thought I'd hit her with that
dude.
I really don't feel bad. Let me keep pushing. Let me go.
White bitches.
My son in the car with me. Come on. He looking at me like, yeah, I like him. No, I don't know, bro.
That's your twin, wrong dude. With like, your son, y'all look just alike.
Look at me like, you look just like your son. I hope so.
Boy, you look just like your goddamn daddy, boy. You look just like your goddamn daddy.
I mean, anything else would not be a good look.
I know your daddy locked up. He told me to come by here and check him.
Exactly.
He ran over that white girl in the road.
Hey, don't worry. We got some for your books,
we got
brother.
You. I put some on his books.
You know we going to send you some ramen. We got some. We going to send you all the flavors.
We keep them niggas all off your ass.
Let me get a 10-pack a week, man. A 10-pack on but a dollar, man. Hit your boy with a 10-pack.
We going to get you them that chicken, that spicy moon food. We going to get you all
that. All that shit they don't have in the pen. You know that. They just get you with the pork and the chicken. They ain't got all that good shit.
They got the Oriental shrimp.
Exactly. which I might add, all taste the goddamn same.
And they do. Once you put in the sodium and the MSG, you're good.
Yeah, you're good. Like I have never tasted oodles and noodles and been like, nigga, this is a chicken. I wanted the pork.
Y'all are not ramen noodle connoisseur.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I am a ramen noodle connoisseur.
Listen, okay.
I be eating the ramen like I'm at a 5-star restaurant.
PF Chang's like,
No. You know how you know you didn't take your ramen noodle game to the next level? When you start throwing meat in that motherfucker.
I'd be in that bitch.
I'd be like chopping up shit.
You didn't cut up a hot dog.
Slide that on there. I'm bougie. I'd be in Walmart buying the cracked black pepper turkey, the carving board turkey.
Wow.
This dude gave
a specific meat.
Went straight to the deli. He's like, I'm going to the deli counter. I don't fuck with that board.
Let me just say this. If you're doing that,
I'm so serious.
If you're doing that, you could cook a whole nother goddamn meal.
You don't have to just start with the ramen. Exactly. And
you don't even have to eat the ramen now. You're at a place where you don't need ramen noodles anymore.
Like, you can fix a real sandwich, brother. Yeah, I mean, like one of them nice sandwiches you see on TV with the honey oat bread, with the lettuce and the tomatoes and cheese.
The secret to those sandwiches It's that goddamn oil and vinegar. You get that stuff in Walmart, the oil and vinegar stuff, like they give you at
Subway,
at Jersey Mike's or Subway. Mm-hmm. You put that on any sandwich. Like, you know how I put that shit on everything? Yeah. You put this shit on anything, it's instantly better. You take a sandwich from a 2 to a 10 right now, you know what I'm saying? Okay.
So you just said the oil and vinegar. That's
the
it.
Oil and vinegar. They got stuff. It's like sandwich oil and vinegar that you can buy at Walmart. And if you put that shit on the sandwich, your sandwich is instantly 1,000 times better. I guarantee it.
Instantly.
That's what it
instantly.
Is.
Instantly. Yeah, it's the good shit. You know, you go through the all the red, you know, man, it mustard, mayonnaise, all that. Put that sprinkle out on there.
It's a whole new sandwich.
It's a whole new goddamn sandwich.
Put that thing up a little.
It's the bomb.
Exactly.
The
bomb. Wait, like,
what about real cheese? Like, have you?
Cheese? Well, you know, I am a very anti-American cheese. I hate it. It's even called American cheese.
Yeah, but actually, it is quite apropos, seeing as how America is, you know, the land of pretenders.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's fake cheese. How often have
it's
you
seen?
It's
not even real cheese.
Yeah, it's like
it is no real cheese. What are you talking about?
Oil and dye.
It's processed to fuck.
No,
it's processed.
I'm talking about like real cheese. I'm not talking about the.
No,
the,
I mean American cheese. The cheese that's named after America is shitty cheese. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
That's what we're saying.
But he's talking about when you go to the block and see it, shave it off.
Real,
real cheese. When you put that on your sandwich, though, that too. You be like, oh, nigga, that's when you start. Sandwich connoisseur. When you a sandwich,
or you get some real lettuce.
The closest I come to becoming a sandwich connoisseur, and y'all gonna blast me, is I like bologna. Bologna, egg, and cheese.
Okay.
I just paid $7 for
I'm not that far
removed
to I know how, you know, you once you fry that bologna sandwich, put that in.
Look, we was at
you about to call me real bougie.
What's this place?
I call it Poppy with meat.
No,
yeah, that's rather bougie. Like, why don't? Oh, where's your steak, sir?
You ain't here eating bologna. Oh, nah, nigga, that's.
I haven't had a bologna sandwich since like '92.
Look, mm-mm. We was at it's this new.
Me neither. It's been a while.
'92.
It's this new grill restaurant over by the house, and they had it on the menu. Bologna and cheese sound. Grill bologna and cheese. That bologna was that damn.
Ooh, yeah. You can taste the when you can taste the hoof in there. You know what I'm saying?
It just came on a nice brioche bun.
You can tell you how
brioche. Wait a minute. Oh, man. They step in the game and
pick up a bologna sandwich to the next guy.
White, they said, the hell with that white bread. They said, you thought you had a chicken sandwich from Popeyes. Get you some of this bologna.
Oh, well, you know what I'm saying? If you're going to take it that far, I can't be mad at that. That's a sandwich.
He would make bologna sandwiches in the morning. My dad used to work like third shift.
Man,
he would get up and make him some coffee and get some eggs and make him a bologna egg and mayonnaise sandwich.
I don't like mayonnaise.
With cheese on it.
I like mustard.
And I'd be like, I would come in there and he'd be taking the real ring off of it.
That was an art.
You got to put that ring.
No. And then he'd eat that shit. Yeah, he'd eat it. I was like, that's not. That's plastic.
He's just chewing on it until the meat comes out.
Yeah.
You don't understand.
Because especially if too much come off, if you didn't peel it off right and you didn't come down the right angle. That's too much meat to be wasted.
Country.
You
can't.
Too much meat on the wire.
You gotta get that off of that. You gotta get that back meat.
So you ain't never let him fix you no bologna and cheese sandwich?
Hell no. I told you bologna poppy with meat. I don't eat that.
No,
shit.
Not now. When your dad.
No, ever.
Making.
Ever. Like we ate ham.
So you missed out in life.
We ate ham.
Wait. So you're talking down on bologna for ham.
Yes.
It's the same
thing.
But yes.
But it's ham and bologna.
No, bologna is rooted to the meat. That's like all the shit we got left. We're gonna press this motherfucker together, and we're gonna make a spread out of it. Bow, go ahead, eat that.
Well, guess what? What do you think a McRib is?
According to The Simpsons,
hey, that's why I have never eaten a McRib.
That's my favorite thing from McDonald's.
I
would not eat McDonald's all year until the McRib coming.
You ain't the only one. You are seriously not the only one. That's why they ration it out, because it boosts they use it to boost sales.
No,
at their restaurants.
No, they ration it out because they buy the meat at the cheapest price.
Ugh.
So that meat
that's probably
basically.
Why I like bologna.
Wait a minute.
It's not rib meat?
You mean to tell me them grill marks ain't real?
Hey, the funny story is that like a guy created the process to press meat pieces into a rib shape.
God.
It is not real.
Okay. I don't know if you guys remember the episode from The Simpsons where Krusty had a McRib type sandwich. He had a McRib type sandwich and everybody went crazy for it. And then near the end, he was like, the animal that they made the McCrusty the McCrusty rib from went extinct. And they were like, the pig? No. The cow? No. Think smaller with more legs. And I'm like, what the hell is that?
Centipede?
Goddamn centipede?
Octopus? Octopus meat?
I think I do remember that episode because I was trying to figure out, like, all right, what has more
for? I was like, yeah. The first thing I thought was, what animal is that? And how did you kill all of them? But yeah. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and start. This nigga.
Yeah.
We didn't even get through introductions because of you.
What's on your mind?
Yeah, but we didn't even get to.
Look, the thing's been going to take us on a whole nother
screen. All right, let's go with
this. Go ahead, man. Go ahead, Mike.
No, I'm not. I'm just going to say Graham Williams the thespian. I'm leaving it at that. You know, I ain't messing up time.
I don't know if you guys are aware, man, but Graham is accomplished, man. You're accomplished. You've done several plays. I see you out here. I haven't been privy to go watch you, but I know that you work.
Ask him
you
why.
You gotta start keeping me updated because we went to the one and we had fun. So
yeah, you out here working. You look like I'm trying to play you, but I am seriously not. Like,
okay, I knew what was going. Like, no. You know, I just wanted to say something. Man, I seen all your plays and there ain't shit.
Nigga, you suck.
You could have left that out there.
You have to just privy to people today.
You know,
he was like,
head on out.
The fellowship with you guys. Exactly. Do me like that.
Exactly. Exactly. Do me like this. And
30
minutes
him,
in?
Just go hit him with a straight kill yourself.
Exactly.
I saw that last piece. I have some critiques. No. Is this what you spend your time doing? Exactly. If you are staying away from your family for this, you need to quit.
If you're trying to be in a Madea play, maybe.
Hey, he gonna put out your script and all them little lines through it. Hey, I think you need to do this. No.
Not even that. Like, I went and saw it, and like, I have never been that thoroughly bummed out to see somebody bomb so bad.
No, man, I'm actually impressed.
No, I appreciate it.
I dig it. Yeah, I haven't told you that before, but I've been on my mind. Like, you know what? I like what you do.
I can't remember that much stuff.
Now, hey, man, when I tell y'all, it really is a grind because it's like, yeah, you know, I did the lines, but people be like, I don't know how you remember half of that. Because and the best thing about being an actor is when you see somebody you don't know, never met, and they came to a show and just saw you and were like, hey, you did your thing. Because it's not like a big televised, it's not like you a football player and people are like, oh man, I saw you in the game, blah, blah, blah. You know, theater is way more intimate setting. So
when somebody notices what you do.
And they see you later and they're like, yo, hey, what
you
up?
Did your thing.
Because it was, I was picking up my son, and we were coming out the grocery store, and I'm just walking. He was like, hey, y'all did y'all thing. And I'm like, I know he ain't talking about, you know, like, at work. So I was like, yeah, man, appreciate it.
Yeah, bro, you did that thing on the spreadsheets, brother. Yeah.
Exactly.
The spreadsheets were hot.
The way you
would
use Excel, nigga.
Hey, you are definitely above intermediate, my guy. You need expert level on your resume.
You are definitely proficient.
You own it. You own it. Because I was like, hey, what's up? Which one did you see? And he told me which one. He was like, I remember, you know, this. And actually, when you're on stage, I personally don't look in the audience and be like, hey, there's this person or that person. I'm just in tune with what I'm doing. So I was like, oh, you saw it. And it's funny how people take away certain things in the play. They were like, I saw you do this. And you're like, oh, you saw all that from that? And the guy was actually like, I went and watched the same play on the internet, and y'all were way better than them. I mean,
oh, okay.
Boom, I was like,
oh,
my God.
Hey, boy.
My God.
Oh, God, man, you might as well call me Graham Denzel.
Get his picture, bro, for the Graham. Get his picture.
Exactly. You know,
for the Graham. You know, it's named after me. It's named after me.
But, I mean, it's just a good feeling. You know, I don't, you know, take it too high. I'd be like, you know, I was actually better than the person. You know, I don't put that on a resume or anything, but
what is that? How they be acting? You know, I was actually hired by.
Exactly. Because people do that. They will be like, if you're not familiar with this person's work, I don't think you are well versed in this.
in my work.
I just haven't done it that often to know who you're talking about. But it's a good thing and appreciate it.
No worries, man. No worries. All right. So we're going to move on to,
Professor Ryan, Wicker Thurman, Thermopedia, however you want to say it. What's
exactly,
happening,
exactly. And we're going to give a soundbite about you, too, because you are a encyclopedia of motherfucking knowledge. And sometimes you will say something and I will be like, And people said this about me, so it's weird to see it from someone else. Why the fuck did you know this? Like on a every single time we take, you would say something, and I'd be like, why the fuck do you know that? Why is this something that your brain keeps in there? Like, you know what? We're gonna save that. I remember when you were talking about prostate exam. I was telling you about the prostate exam, and you was like, you know, I wanted to be a doctor, and you mentioned something about like stuff that women have to go through, and I was like, why is this something that your mind saves that you thought, hey, this will be important for later on in life? I'm going to talk about the exam women have, you know what I'm saying, when they go to the gynecologist. I was like,
nigga.
Like when they say like Wicker Thurman, that shit's true. It's fucking true.
I used to, because I just like learning stuff. So like, for instance, like I would just go to Wikipedia and I would just read on something. And you know, most people, when they read something and they see something that they don't know, they just keep on reading until they get, no, me, I want to go to the next page and see what they're related to. And before I know it, I'm like 6 pages deep from where I originally was.
The rabbit hole.
Then so I will backtrack back to the original, start back reading again. Oh, now I got to go 6 pages deep on something else.
I'll be 2 sentences and I'll be out.
Yeah.
I just wanted to know their birthday. That's all.
When I go traveling, and like, it'll talk about something, and I'll research that place, and then I'll get like 5 layers deep reading about people and places. And I also kind of do that with music, where like I'll listen to a song and I'm like, oh, that song, I like this sample, what is this from? And then I'll go find out what it's from, and I'll listen to the original song, and then I want to know more about that person. You know what I'm saying? And then that's, you know, you're like, I don't know how I got here, or why I got here. Or even sometimes, like, I have this thing where I'll look at, like, I'm into, like, serial killers a little bit.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Just a lot. I'm really interested.
Just a little bit.
I'm sorry. Like, I don't want to kill people, but
what is it about like that?
I found him interesting.
Wait, which kind of serial killers? Are we talking about the mass serial killers? Or are we talking about?
I'm talking about people. That kill the stalk people, like, you know, John Wayne Gacy and H.H. Holmes and what's the black guy in Atlanta?
They shot the people.
Walt Williams.
Wayne Williams.
Yeah, Wayne Williams. Because you know the new season of on Netflix. What's that show? I can't remember. But that show, the Making
of a Murderer.
No, it's a series. I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head. It's about the FBI and that dude doing FBI profiles of serial killers.
Yeah.
So it's about serial killers, and the people are real. The serial killers are real.
The new one
was about Atlanta. And Wayne Williams. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And the guy that they chose looks just like him. I was like, when I was watching, I was like, oh yeah, that's the nigga. Oh, this is good. This is real good. Like, cause I already looked up on Wikipedia. You know what I'm saying? So I knew the history. So I'm watching it. I'm like, yeah, this is good. I like this. Yeah, anyway, you guys learned too much about me today. Yeah. I'm not telling you no more. I'm sorry, people.
So what you plotting?
I ain't plotting shit. Like, I'm not plotting anything.
That's a good idea.
I'm not plotting anything. I would change mine.
If I put his kills with his kills and I do it in this direction,
no,
I'll never get caught.
So, God. Okay, we're about to take it to a weird place.
Hey, I got a weird place for you. Have you watched the Netflix series Unbelievable?
Nah.
What it's about is about this girl. And she was raped, tortured.
Oh, is that called, the one where nobody believes her?
Yeah, and she called the police. And what happened was, is, you know, at first they took a statement and everything like that, and she was believed and everything. But, you know, when the police put you in the hot box.
Yeah, that's how they get you.
And they start, you know, trying to come at you. Most of us will wilt under pressure. And so what she did was she basically recanted the whole story. Life just started going downhill in a spiral. And so what they do is they play flashbacks of telling her story with moving ahead to where there are these two female cops who encounter the rapist again. And both have cases. And, I mean, I don't want to give too much away about the story in case you want to watch it. I mean,
you kind of knuckle deep into it, though, now.
Well, see, because, see, like, a lot of stuff happened within it where you to help you understand how, like, criminally masterful
he was. Is it a series or is it a movie?
It's a series. It's about 8 episodes, I believe.
Okay.
Each episode ranges from about 45 minutes to an hour. You know how Netflix do it.
Their times be all over the place.
Yeah, and so, like, it delves into what happened with her case, and this actually was based upon a book that a guy written, and the whole reason why he wrote it was because what you find out is that, like, a lot of these small police forces don't talk to each other. So this guy got away with
countless moving. Rapes.
Yeah, because, like, they don't even know how many he really did, because he would move from jurisdiction to jurisdiction and no jurisdiction would talk to the other one. And so they never could link him to any rapes. So he spent, I think, like 10, 15 years just jumping jurisdiction, raping chicks. And he never raped the same type of chick.
He didn't even have an M.O. Yeah, he was just opportunist.
Right. So, like, he would rape, like, a thick white chick. And then he would turn around and he would rape an older black chick.
You know, that really throws them off. Yes. If you don't have an M.O. or a type, because most of them have a type. If you don't have an M.O. or a type, it's higher the type. That's what they show.
His type was getting laid.
Yeah.
Rape is about power. rape is about power. It's not about, like, getting off. I mean, it is some sexual nature to it, but mostly it's about having control over a person. You can't do anything.
So what I always wonder what happened when that rapist run up on that chick that wanted some dick.
Even from them.
That,
like,
is a foul concept, brother.
Yeah.
So now you're magically getting raped by her.
That is very foul.
That is
I
mean, this is dark, but that's.
I'm not going to
give
you
I'm going to give you some pussy today. And guess what? I'm HIV positive.
Oh. I'm moving on, man.
You just got all.
Coming up with, like, movie concepts. Like, oh, man, blah, blah, blah.
Write this down. Let's hold on. What was the name?
Say happy birthday.
Dolomite.
Right. Dolomite.
Fucking up motherfuckers is my game.
So you've seen Dolomite?
I have. Sorry, I watched it last night. That's why it's, like, fresh.
You know what I'm mad at y'all about? We talked about the Joker, like, 2-3 weeks straight.
Yeah, we did.
And ain't nobody say to me how the Joker might be Batman, brother.
Oh, you actually want to go see it?
Wait.
Yeah, I went saw it.
No. I don't think that's his brother. Like, real talk.
Wouldn't that explain why the Joker ain't never killed
Batman? It's too coincidental.
Because there's actually Batman lore that says that, and it's possible that the Joker is actually Batman's brother. But he's actually the love child between Alfred and Martha Wayne. And she gave him up for adoption. And it's actually believed also that Alfred is the one that shot Martha and what's his name?
He had the ability.
He was the one that shot them because he just wanted to take away, because she gave away his son.
And he has the ability, because you remember he was, he's an accomplished hand-to-hand combat. It's actually a Pennyworth show out on Epics. Yeah.
What do they call it?
What?
Oh, you talking about? Well,
he has a show called Pennyworth where it delves into Alfred before he was like a butler for the Waynes.
Was he what you call SAS for?
He's some kind of special forces.
But yeah, there's like it's like about 10 of those different little Batman theories. Because another one is that in actuality, Bruce Wayne went crazy after his parents died, and that all of the villains that he fight are actually also patients in Arkham, which is where he's at. And that is the reason why the Scarecrow is a doctor, because
there you got it, nigga.
He is in, what is it? He's in Arkham. He's the actual doctor in Arkham.
Gotcha.
It's like, it's fun to think about him, because like you'd be like,
yeah, wow. that is actually,
now, are those just theories, or are those actually theory, like an arc of comics? That's nah, actually
just theories.
That even if they were art, most of they be one shots. They have a lot of one shots where,
oh yeah, it's a lot of one off comics that
actually, those are the ones stuff about Batman, that I enjoy the best. The one shot, I still read comics. Right now I'm reading Deceased, which is about a virus that turns.
Huh? What app
you use? Oh, I use I get them in the CBZ format, and then I use
where you download them from, bro?
Comics?
You comics? Pirate them?
Yeah, I got the Comics X app. I used to, but yeah. I don't know nothing about no downloading no free ones. I don't know.
You a pirate, brother?
I don't know what you're talking about. I would never do a thing like that.
On live TV, so are you getting them legal? Are you stealing them? What's the website that you go to?
We can shut that motherfucker down.
You goddamn thief.
But yeah, I'm reading the one about they have a nanovirus which is affecting all of the heroes in the DC universe, and slowly, like, everybody's getting it. And the great thing about it is like, usually the heroes, I don't want to ruin it, but we kind of knuckle deep in it. Usually the heroes win, and they're getting their ass kicked.
So this is the ones that, and I'm trying to, because I think I know the one you're talking about, because... Never mind. It's a million of them. So like,
yeah. This one is new. The it's a 6-episode kind of one shot, but like the 6th episode that came out like last week. So it's
new. Okay.
I'm reading a lot of stuff. Mostly, it's a couple YouTube channels that I follow, and then they'll give you
which ones.
I watch Comics Explained, which is done by Rob Jefferson.
Yeah, I like him, but I think at times he gets too overexplained, and I'm like,
I like him.
I like Comic Storian better.
Okay.
Because he shows a bit of it, but he uses like the voice to kind of keep it lively, so it's not just like, oh, the one thing I like about it, because I mean, Rob does a good job. I'm not saying
But. No, he's very passionate about what he does.
Yeah.
My only complaint is that, he says, and it's so amazing. The amazing thing about this is, he says that a lot.
Yeah, that's his keyword.
Yeah.
I'm guessing, is it amazing?
Yeah. I'm guessing this is going to be amazing too, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, but I still, it's my go-to joint. It's the one, because he's very passionate about it. He has a couple channels. He started a podcast too, where he still talks about comics. Yeah, he has a podcast and multiple Instagram accounts, and they're not that large. You can still like converse with him. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I follow another. So I feel kind of loyal. You know what I'm saying? You know how some of the bigger channels have like a name for their people.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's like the Rob Core, and I'm like, I feel like I'm part of it.
Yeah, because it's funny how you watch their videos enough, and the one time you ask for something and really engage, and you get a response, it's like, oh, that's my dude. We pop.
Yes. We fam now. We fam. We
I talk to him all the time.
Exactly. Yeah, I remember, speaking of that, I remember the time on IG that Sansa from Game of Thrones like answered me on IG.
Word.
Like, I said something and she replied to it. Nigga, you couldn't tell me I was famous.
Before you talk to me, you need to know.
Just need to know.
I'm cool with on Instagram. Like,
exactly.
I will get your favorite character killed.
Exactly. We're practically friends, and I am pretty much in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
I'm like the only black character in that Game motherfucker.
Yeah. They talked about writing me in, but I was like,
exactly. Nah, I was like, nah, you know. Nigga,
they gotta do all that.
They gotta do all that. You know what I'm saying? I'm cool. Y'all, it's almost done. You know, you gotta put me in now. So I'm too. They said, I told them I was too real. I was too real.
I'm just a real dude. Like,
I'm just a real dude. You know what I'm saying?
I really be out here cutting motherfuckers.
I can't talk to the kings. That's all you gonna get. Country motherfucker. That's all I got.
Exactly. King Country is from.
Exactly.
From Gettleton.
The country is the king's. Where is this rock scallion from?
The Americas. Never heard of the Americas.
Country. Is that how you spell that with an I?
Yeah, country. Y'all stupid. I'm not fooling with y'all no more.
Oh my God, man. I don't even know. We've been doing this. nigga. We like 30 minutes in.
And ain't talked about.
Shit.
But that's the best stuff. Because, I mean, you start talking about comic books, and it's funny, when you come out of movies now, if you were, like, there was a little lull in comic books, to where you're like, I read it, maybe not. Because I remember reading a Peter Porker comic book. And then seeing him in Into the Spider-Verse, I was like, it all pays off.
Yes!
It all pays off.
Let me tell you something.
It doesn't matter.
When I watched Into the Spider-Verse, that shit hit like all of my nerd notes. Like,
it did. It was great.
Like, they made references to other movies. They brought in characters. The only thing that I wish when I watched it is that they had Spider-Man 2099. I think they made a reference to him at the end.
Yeah,
but I wanted him to be in this motherfucker. And I think he might be in the new one, because you're not working on a sequel.
Yeah.
You know, I hope that he's in the sequel, but I wanted him to be in this one. But also, and you know,
the graphics was super dope.
The graphics was on point, and I watched the video on it, and the great thing about it is that in the background, they were not like animating the background. Sometimes if you look in the background, it's just like blocks. Like, their background is not real people. You see what I'm saying?
It'll
be like representations of people, and to your eye, it looks like people. But when you really look at them, it might just be like a block,
a figure.
Or like you look on the bus, and some of the buses in there drive by, and it's the same people on every single panel because they wanted to give you as much of a comic book feel as possible. They actually gave you less. To give it a more of an artistic feel, and with the buildings are like 10 times as tall as they would be in real life. And if you actually look at, like, they did that in 3D. If you actually look at them, they're like huge and curved.
Yeah, like you're looking through a globe or something.
Yeah,
like
you're looking through a globe. So it looks like they're like, when you watch the show, it looks great cinematically, but they are super unrealistic. You know what I mean?
But because it was a comic, you're not going to be like,
how they would draw it. Like, you see Batman. There's sometimes Batman's cape comes down to his boots. Other time, when his shit, like, wraps all the way around him, it's like, you know, it's like a sheet.
It's got little rods in it like, wait a minute, it can't flow in the wind like that.
But it's Batman. But it's Batman.
You know, you don't even...
Batman.
So, I really did enjoy Into the Spider-Verse. Man. It's actually one of my favorite
films. It was dope. It had...
It was better than anything that Marvel made outside of the last movie in Black Panther, in my mind. I liked it more, and I definitely like it more than any of the new Spider-Man movies. Feel like y'all need to do this.
The new Spider-Man movies suck. But I don't like Tom Holland.
You don't like him at all? I think Tom Holland is the most true to Spider-Man. I feel like he's a kid, he's snarky, and talks to you the entire way while, like, hey, I might die, but the entire time, I'm talking shit to you.
Yeah, I'm just talking about, like, when he get, like, Spider, magic with a kick.
Exactly.
Magic with a punch.
Oops, like, almost had me. You know what I'm saying? I like that shit because that's the kind of stuff that the comic book version would give you.
Well, it depends upon which version version you like. And to me, I prefer the mid-90s version of Peter Parker.
Yeah, I think everybody. That was a good given. But then they ruined it in Spider-Man 3.
Yeah, they did.
But I felt as though Tobey Maguire did it good. Spider-Man 2 is actually one of the. It's, to me, it's one of the greatest comic book based movies that I have ever seen.
Yeah,
Spider-Man 2.
Yeah. My only problem with Spider-Man is that every Spider-Man movie, they feel like the need to introduce the Green Goblin, and I hate the fucking Green Goblin. I can't stand him.
Well, see, I actually liked the portrayal that Willem Dafoe did.
The Green Goblin.
Because, again, but William Dafoe is the ultimate villain. He's a villain. Like, if he is a villain, it works.
I am a big fan of Doc Ock. I think Doc Ock is supremely underutilized. And what you don't realize about Doc Ock is that he is not in control.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The arms are in control. The arms and have their own sentient thoughts.
And that, to me, is what made Spider-Man 2 one of the greatest comic book movies I've ever seen, was the fact of it had a story, it stayed true to it, mm-hmm. and it took you through the whole evolution of the comic book that it storyline that it was trying to portray. When you look at some of these other comic book movies, it's basically just a money grab. So I'm going to throw as much CGI and the special effects and all kind of good stuff at you in order to get your money.
Throw as many. How many heroes can I put in this motherfucker?
Hey, but here's the thing. When it hadn't been done like that before.
That's true.
That's the first time ever you ever. I'm going to put all these dudes in.
See, I'm a gamer. For me, that's the best feel out of when you bring everything together. You tell this story, you tell how they interact, how they cross it, and you fill in all the gaps of, oh, this is what this person was doing. This is what this person was doing. Yeah. And now they all together, and this is the greater evil that they're going
against. The only problem I have, at least with Marvel, is that Marvel has so many moving parts that it's hard to tell a story where everybody gets something to do. And that's why the last two with them, they almost had to kill half the people. Because had they not have killed them, they would have not. They would have been like half the motherfuckers like, what's going on with the Black Panther? He not here?
Or it makes it just... Or it makes it uninteresting to watch it.
Because you're kind of like me.
Because you're just throwing shit at the wall.
But here's the thing, though. For me, though, that makes it more realistic. Because realistically, this, like you say, this man is all happening on Earth. And this man is halfway across the world. There's no way. We don't have a Superman in Marvel, right?
Nah. So, they have Superman-type characters. They have a couple of
Hyperion. The closest
Hyperion, one Century, Marvel. Blue Marvel.
But I'm saying...
Captain Marvel.
They hadn't been introduced. Outside of Captain Marvel, which we explained, she'd been gone the whole time. So... Yeah.
She's OP. I don't like
her. You got to understand, the Earth is big enough for all of these people to be doing random other shit.
True. That's true. You know what's great about Spider-Man? Another problem, I'm just not talking about Spider-Man the whole time. He rarely ever leaves New York. He almost never.
But like you say, he's a kid. He got the resources to be out here just...
But that's the crazy thing about him. He's a kid who doesn't have resources. And he... It's weird that he's so popular because he's pretty much just Daredevil.
You know what I'm saying? Spider-Man.
Well, I'm just a friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
But that's the reason why I don't like the Tom Holland version of it, is because when Marvel got it and they started introducing all of these ancillary aspects of the movie, it kind of took away from actually being a Spider-Man movie, and it started turning to basically another one of those Marvel monstrosities
that just drives you mad.
They had a vision, though.
They turned Tony Stark into Batman, and Tony Stark was out there recruiting motherfuckers.
Honestly, I want Batman to be more like Iron Man. Why don't you have a suit, nigga? You got millions and millions of dollars. Why the hell is you walking around with a cotton suit on?
That's the old Batman.
No, I mean, like, if you watch Batman, 99% of the time, he might have like some Kevlar, a little bit of something.
But it's technical, because I still
have suit. That nigga need a suit. You need a goddamn suit.
He never came in contact with the Tesseract.
He hasn't.
But they try.
When you were the Justice League and you see Martian Manhunter, I see Superman, as soon as I see Martian Manhunter, I'm gonna be like, I need a suit. This nigga.
What's funny is his intellect and his technology has given him the ability to create a defense and a way to neutralize every member of the Justice League. Because if you watch Dark Knight's Metal, he ended up, the Batman Who Laughs ended up doing all of that. Man, that is one of the great. I'm like, nobody thought about this before.
I just hope they don't overuse him, because he's so unique.
You can't.
And I just don't want you to just give me a little bit. Like, just get a little bit. If you guys aren't familiar with the Batman Who Laughs, Batman Who Laughs is a Batman from another dimension, who.
Was it negative six?
Negative six. Who was infected with the Joker toxin and becomes Joker crazy with Batman's intellect. So he comes into, he was going through different dimensions.
Recruiting different Batman.
Different Batman.
Who, and there's an evil version of Batman that merged with the Flash.
Punisher Batman. Yeah, they use guns.
The Grim Knight.
The great thing about the Grim Knight is in his continuity, there were no villains because he either killed them or they did something else because he was fucking motherfuckers up. You don't get a second chance because he shot you in the face on the first chance. You know what I'm saying?
Because instead of just being a rich billionaire, gave his money to different organizations. He was like a tech security.
Yeah,
pretty much he was a mogul for security, and he pretty much had the security for what, Gotham Police, the State Department. So pretty much his technology took over everything and his Gotham. So like, I run everything.
So basically, not to give away the whole story, but just to give a little background on Batman Who Laughs. Batman Who Laughs comes to this continuity, brings the Grim Knight with him, and is giving this fucking Batman hell. Because this Batman, everything that he could think of, the Batman Who Laughed had already planned for that shit. He's like, I'm going to do this. Nah, nigga, I know what you're going to do. I'm you. You know what I'm saying? So your plan is my plan. I am you. The only way you can beat me is to become like me and do what I'm doing. So that's what he had to do. He had injected himself with the Joker toxin and was like holding this shit back. Well, like just sheer Batman will, because that's the kind of motherfucker he is.
Yeah.
When I tell you, I was like, the whole time, I was like, oh, this is the greatest thing I've ever read in my life.
It was, and it's one of those ones where he has to end, it has to end some kind of way, to your point, we talk about movies. If you were to make this a movie, it'd be like, I don't think this can be a movie unless it's a series on like Netflix or some series where they can get all the way
problem,
into it.
The biggest problem with it is introducing the fucking multiverse. The multiverse can create compelling stories, but it also creates plot holes that are like, you could drive a truck through. That's why I don't know why Marvel stepped through that door and started introducing the multiverse, because in the multiverse, since you have an infinite number of realities, that means I can always go to a different reality. It's always a different Earth. There's always another version of Batman. I can always bring a character back. There's no death.
You
can kill one in this kind of movie.
Yeah, but then when the one that comes back isn't the same guy.
He'll be different a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
But enough like, but he, and he also wouldn't look like him. Yeah. So you could push another
him. But that works. That works in a comic book world, because with comic books, you have to disengage from reality a little bit in order to get a comic book. When you start talking about movies, you can't engage that same type of way, because if you engage too far in that way, you will lose your audience. And basically that means that you will produce a flop. Yeah. If you don't stay true enough to the story, then you could also lose your audience and you will produce a flop. That's the whole reason why, in my opinion, the Hulk movie will never work.
Hulk only works especially with a concept
by
someone
his,
else.
Yeah, especially by himself.
Yeah.
It's because the push and pull that you have to
y'all
deal with.
Y'all
that.
Didn't like that Hulk movie?
The only movie that he was good in was Ragnarok. And Marvel did a great thing in Ragnarok because they mixed together their two lowest performing superheroes in the Thor and the Hulk in the one movie. And like made it like a buddy movie. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? With the whole they were friends.
Well, see, Ragnarok also did a thing, was it went kind of retro with the feel of the movie.
Yeah.
Which basically added an extra element to kind of intrigue you. And I feel like when you can't do something like that, then you're bound to produce a flop, aka how many Green Lantern movies have we seen? I mean, Ryan Reynolds still jokes about that shit in Deadpool.
You know, they're still making R-rated Deadpool movies. They decided, the mouse decided they're going to continue to make R-rated Deadpool movies.
Because that's the only way it works.
Because that's separate. Deadpool's with us, but he's not really with us.
I don't know if he's ever going to be part of the continuity. No.
Who's the skinny dude that played Hulk? When the dude was injecting that stuff and became
Ed
Hulk.
Norton.
Yeah,
y'all don't like the Hulk?
No, it sucked. It was horrible.
It's hard to find the Hulk compelling villains. Like, the only way Like, the Hulk really works is if the Hulk is the villain of his movie. You know what I'm saying? Or you have to find... Exactly. He had to be the villain. And then you still... If he's a villain, he's unstoppable. He's the Incredible Hulk. He's really unstoppable.
And I kind of feel like that's the same thing when you have a Superman movie.
Yeah.
Which is that, like, in today's world, the audiences that watch movies don't really buy into...
The fantasy of
that
it.
Right. It's just like at a certain point, we don't buy into that. So that's kind of why you have that... That's the reason why Superman movies kind of, especially the more recent ones, have had this hard time connecting with and finding a true audience to roll with it, because it's just
I don't
within what we want.
I don't like Superman movies. I think it's hard to find him a compelling. You remember how you talk about the Incredible Hulk, and it's hard to find the Incredible Hulk a compelling villain. Superman only works if he has cosmic level villains, and then you have to take the time to introduce a cosmic level threat for Superman to be able to fight, and it just doesn't work. It takes too long.
Well, see, if you go back to the 70s Superman, which is Superman 1, which was Christopher Reeves, the only reason why that movie worked was A, because it was, again, like Avengers, it was the first time that people had seen that type of character on screen. That's one. And two, they kind of played up Lex Luthor and everything that he was doing, and kind of found a rhythm to the movie that worked. Good luck doing it in this day and age where, you know, the way people are and technology and everything like that.
I don't like that shit.
It doesn't work like that, you know?
I think you would have an easier time finding the Hulk someone to fight than you would Superman.
But when you open up Justice League, you find villains for Superman to fight.
Superman says Martian Manhunter is the toughest.
Ain't Supergirl stronger than Superman? Because she got more training than him.
Superman is as strong as he needs to be.
Superman can't really fight her.
And Superman has this super OP level where he flies into the sun. You know, he's powered by the sun.
Yeah, but he list of like 100 DC heroes that's stronger than Superman?
Find one superhero that could beat Superman in a fight. One. Name one.
Like you just named
name one.
He said Martian Manhunter is stronger than Superman.
Could he beat Superman, though?
Can he?
I mean, let's say this. Superman says...
Doomsday.
Superman says that Martian Manhunter is the strongest character in the universe that he's aware of. Superman said that in his own fucking mouth, right? The problem here is I don't believe that shit. I've watched Superman, and I watched Superman be as strong as he needs to be, and I watched Superman fly into the fucking sun and come out super OP. You know what I'm saying? Superman wiped the floor of Martian Manhunter.
Well, that's the problem that you have with characters like him, is that you need an ex machina, and if you don't have one, there is nothing there. It won't work.
Superman is designed to be...
And for those of you who don't know what an ex machina is, that's a...
You can look it up on Wikipedia and Latin.
Ex machina. You don't want to mess that up. Ex machina.
I used to call it that. Ex machina.
Let me explain it.
Because you know it's a comic book called that.
Ex machina.
It's a movie too. It's about
The movie and the comic book are not the same.
They're not tied. It's just a thing.
They just happen to have the same.
And is anybody? What was that MTV cartoon with the lady who used to dress in like the Dominatrix?
Flux.
Thank you. I thought that was
they made a movie about that.
But same thing. If you want to make it a cartoon show that has ends and it has highs and lows, cool.
The audience buys it.
I want to tell you where they fucked up. As soon as Angelina Jolie was on board, I was like, I'm not watching that. I already knew you fucked it up. Because she's like your go-to character. Like her and what's the chick who did the anime? What's the animated
Akira?
Yes. I think it's Akira. What's the chick that did that played the main character in Akira?
I don't know that.
It's some tall, blonde hair, blue eyed white lady. Anyway. Either one of them, Angelina Jolie or her.
Charlize Theron?
I think it's Charlize Theron.
Because she was in Aeon Flux.
Yeah. If you, either one of them, in your remake of something that I love, You fucked it up. I already know this is going to be bad.
Well,
now.
No. Angelina Jolie did a good job in the first Tomb Raider. The first one.
She was fit for that role. Like that
after,
role,
after the ones, playing the after video game sucked.
And then going to the movie, that, it was almost hey, like they made the video game.
I was like, why her boobs ain't triangles? Why her boobs ain't triangles?
Why is she making a perfect pivot with one foot? Kind of bullshit.
Exactly. How come you can't flip and dual wield your pistols at the same time?
Kind of
bullshit is this? You know?
But yeah,
can't,
but
you get two cartoons.
I can't, so, why is she not fighting the tiger? What are we looking at? Dr. Manhattan. Dr. Manhattan does not count.
Dr. Manhattan
is
number two.
But wait, isn't
who's one?
Phantom Strange.
Isn't Dr. Manhattan? Isn't he Watchmen?
Yeah, he Watchmen. Yeah. I think that's still so DC. Just,
he's still DC.
I think he's still DC.
And it's a new comic where he is kind of.
They have a comic out where.
Now wait a minute. If you want to go that route, yes, of Dr. God. Manhattan is the ultimate character. Period. But that's one of the reasons why I don't like Dr. Manhattan. Because Superboy he is Prime. Basically Superman plus.
Dr. Manhattan is cosmic.
About him. They say he's stronger than Superman. Swamp Thing.
I don't know.
I think they just made. They need another there. People like Swamp Thing.
I don't believe that.
So if I burn up the trees in the swamp, are you just done for?
Supergirl.
Well, you know, the problem, at least with Martian Manhunter,
Flash.
Is the Martian Manhunter is terrified of fire.
The movies prove that Flash isn't as strong as Superman.
Well, no.
Remember when he was choking Aquaman and Wonder Woman?
Yeah, oh, remember he was watching it. He was running by.
He was
like,
running by and he just cut his eyes at him and watched him.
We watching the Superman movie.
But no.
We watching the Superman movie.
What I will say.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Is in a bad movie, that was a dope ass scene.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Why did you track him by real time?
Look, was the best part of that movie. Yeah, the only thing I remember from that movie.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I remember,
Dr. Fate.
Speaking of movies, because you know the new Terminator movie came out. Mm-hmm. And I watched, fuck is that awful one, the last one, Genesis?
Yeah.
Yes, Genesis.
The one with the chick from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
It's Genesis. Yeah.
She's like, this tall. Anyway, in the very beginning of that movie, talking about good scenes and bad movies, in the very beginning of that movie, they CG Arnold fighting old Arnold. Young Arnold, like 85 Arnold. You know what I'm saying? They get in a fight, and I was like, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life. And then the movie is like, it's this ha ha. And the movie's like, nah, nigga, it ain't gonna never be this good no more. Peace.
That was the one where the son is supposed to be the robot that takes over the world, right? Mm-hmm. And it was I can't remember the actor name who played him. I hate him. He's like one of the worst actors I've ever seen because
when I watched that and I thought
I've never seen him play a good character in any movie or any TV show.
I'm going to find out who that is.
Oh, and then the other one is that we watch whoop Superman as Captain Atom. In every fucking comic book, Captain Atom come put Superman in this motherfucking place.
Yeah, but
I don't believe anybody can actually put Superman.
No.
Dr. Manhattan could, because supposedly Dr. Manhattan is powerful enough to create life.
Even in
Dr. Manhattan is OP. He could pretty much do what the fuck he wants.
And that's the reason why that's the one part of Watchmen that I did not like. Dr. Manhattan.
I felt like he was unnecessary.
Yeah, it just put like. But when you watched the movie, you understood why he did what he did, but it still didn't make any sense.
He had ascended to a place where he was no longer bound. I mean, he was...
By conventional rules.
By time, conventional issues, human issues. Mm-hmm. He was omnipotent. He was God tier. Why would I give a fuck about what y'all got going on?
And I'm God.
And I'm a God. I'm literally a fucking God now.
I can literally, like he did at the end of the movie.
Like he did in Rorschach.
I'm going to go and create some life somewhere else.
Yeah. If you can do that, in the meantime,
I'm going to
turn Rorschach into meat piss. There you are.
And then he turns around and says, well, you know, it worked for now. And then disappeared.
Yeah.
Like, why, if you even knew all that, why the fuck did you even care?
Jason Clark. That's the dude's name. Jason Clark.
Yeah, name one movie where he was actually
good. I don't know of him in any movie that I've ever watched.
He's been in a couple of duds.
He was in Dawn of the Apes. He was in Dawn of the
okay,
Apes.
Okay, well, I will.
And White House Down.
I give him that Dawn of the Apes. I will give him, but it didn't.
I didn't like those movies.
But was he really any good in that movie, or was the ape good?
Well, no, when I watched this movie, because Dave drugged me to watch the last one, even though I had never seen any of the preceding movies. But because I kind of know what the fuck happens, I can put the bricks together and figure out how we got to this place. And when I tell you that movie was way too close to niggas in slavery, like, as I'm watching this, I'm like, oh, you got
Planet. What's the last one?
Dawn of the Planet of the Apes is
the first one, and the last one was Rise of the Planet. No,
no, Rise was the second one.
I don't know what the third one is.
War for the Planet of the Apes.
Ah. And that's the one that had Woody Harrelson in it.
So I'm watching this movie, and I'm thinking, like, it's a scene in the movie, because they had apes that they were using. They was like cat captors, and then they would have like these other apes that would whip.
Yeah.
So it was like some real slavery shit. So it was like, oh, are you gonna whip me with one of my own kind?
Yeah.
And they had strung up Caesar, and they had like another ape beat Caesar in front of the other apes to let them know that's how we get down. I was watching this, I was like, motherfucker.
I don't like none of this.
It was too many parallels to black people and slavery and what was going on with apes. So, like, you watching the movie, and a part of me, and I'm a human being, I'm rooting for the humans. I know the humans are going to die, but I want the humans to live because I'm a human, right?
Yeah.
On the other hand, I'm like, fuck them. This movie about black people.
This movie about black people.
The motherfuckers need to die.
Teach these motherfuckers a lesson.
I told Dave that I hated the movie, but now that I think about it, maybe it was good.
It was. Because you see, it's like, this whack ass movie I went to go see with Dave.
I don't know what I want to do.
Because, like, I can name you a bunch of movies that I saw, and pretty much I'm mad that I even went and saw
them. Yeah. Well, you know,
we just got that pass, that $19 a month. You can go
with AMC. Yeah. They had that other one that went out of business because they couldn't keep up.
Oh, they finally went out of business. It was like $10.
It was just called Movie Pass.
Yeah, it was a third party,
and they would buy the tickets
and give them to you. And it was like, it started out at $10 a month.
Yeah.
And you could watch unlimited movies.
Uh-huh.
Then they went to $15 a month, unlimited movies. Then they went to like $20 a month, unlimited movies. But the people who were already grandfathered in,
I'm keeping my 10.
Exactly. And so, like, people were going to see movies. Like, man, you.
They tried to limit you to how many movies you could go see in a day.
Unlimited, going boom, boom, boom. Yeah, like, some people were like, I seen some reviews, and I heard and read in the comment section, like, some people were going to see a movie a day.
Why not? I mean, I don't like it.
You know, I could see it for free. Like the person they're looking for, somebody like me, where I would buy it and not go see enough movies to make the shit worth it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But these people were getting movie tickets and giving them to friends and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, because you got to think, if I can get
it. Now when you do it, you got to do it through the app. You got to take a picture. And so they can see it's you when you get in there and you scan to get your ticket. Or you can get your ticket in advance.
$10 a month, and all of a sudden, everybody done seen the movie in your family on Thanksgiving Day.
Exactly.
Take my phone, cuz go ahead and scan that, Playboy.
Go ahead. Exactly.
And scan that 10 times.
And so, what happened was, like you said, it finally went out of business because they, I mean, it was a stupid.
It was a great idea. It was a good idea, but the business model does not.
Poorly executed.
It went into the graveyard of .coms from the late 90s. Like, you remember, everybody had a fucking .com, and
they would have like a third party bring your groceries to the house.
I'm sure they had to pay a certain amount for that, but like you say, you wouldn't make it because everybody was like Netflix, everybody sharing your.
You know who liked that? Who like, this is a good idea, but financially it don't work? Uber and Lyft. Do you think like, yo, that's a good idea financially? Them niggas ain't got. They cannot make this shit work. You know what don't make sense? Where your money going? You ain't got no goddamn overhead. You don't pay no cars. You ain't got no workers. Where the fuck does the money go? You know what I'm saying? What are you spending it on?
To the IT team?
Yeah.
They paying me.
I mean, realistically, because that's who you paying to update your app and make sure people being safe.
Most companies view IT as an expense. They do not know. Most companies, unless you're an IT company, don't value IT.
You don't make the money.
Yeah, no.
But you maintain the money.
But you make sure
that because that register go broke, you'll be like, oh damn,
see,
can't
problem,
make no money.
Exactly. He making nothing.
The problem that Uber has is that Uber and Lyft, they don't want to go up on the prices where they need to in order to keep up with, like you said, those overhead costs. And the reason why is because they want to dominate the market. And the problem that you have with that dominate the market mentality is that, like, in the first, like, umpteen years, you will not turn a profit.
You can just look at it. They hemorrhage your money left and right.
Just like Amazon.
You can look at Uber right now and look at that last quarter. I thought they lost.
Well, I think
just like,
but here's the thing. What all did they lose? Because if your job is to just, if it's an algorithm that says you need to be here at this, because people was all pissed about prime rates, like,
well, see, just like Amazon pretty much lost money, the first 5 or 10 years that they were in existence? Like, Amazon was shedding money, like, millions, hundreds of millions of dollars per
quarter. They're losing $5 billion in the last 3 months. It's like, that's not sustainable.
But how much money are they making?
They're in the red. They're losing money.
So when you say you're losing money, or just that means
it's not year to date. I see what you're saying. You're like, okay, it's not year to date.
That means your money, what you're bringing in, see?
Billions of dollars less than what you're making.
See?
Then once what they once made, it's not saying, I didn't think it was saying that, you know, they just mean they was making $6 billion, now they're making $1 billion.
No, Uber has never
still making $1 billion.
Uber has never made any money.
How do you not make money?
They're not turning a profit, my guy.
Because venture capitalists are continuing to pump money into Uber.
Their expenses outweigh the money they bring in.
I'm trying to figure out what expenses do you
have? What the fuck I want to know.
Uber is based upon growth. That's what they're in. They're in growth mode. So basically, Uber is spending all of their money trying to find a way to grow. That's it. So growth costs a lot of money. So
growth, what are you trying to do? How are you growing? Outside of marketing, what is your money?
Penetrating into new markets, like you said. Also making sure that you're spending money on advertisement in order to capture more market share. Also, they're spending money on getting. You got to spend money to get these drivers to drive for you. Then you also have to spend money on vetting the drivers.
Yeah, but you the drivers only get paid when they drive.
He chalked it up to losing $5 billion in a quarter to being a peak investment year, thanks to the IPO. What does that mean?
So
exactly like what I just said.
It means what I'm saying. Like they
ain't got. They might as well say I ain't got.
You saying I lost $5 billion. You just saying I predicted myself to make $6 billion, but I only made one. And with my market.
No, he said they lost $5 billion in a single quarter. How do you finagle that?
Oh, but and also not to mention that they also may be doing stock buybacks, because that's the way that you know. Make
they don't.
People
I'm,
more
I'm
money
reading
the
story, but it's
stocks.
Not.
It's a lot of moving pieces to the reason why you would not
you
make any
just,
money.
You just stay small, stay an app, and you just make your little over the top for connected people. I connect you to this drive with my fee is $3. It's gonna cost you this, and I make $3 off every drive.
Also, Uber is pushing a lot of money into developing self-driving cars
Man,
and self-driving technology.
Because they're trying to cut out the middleman.
Yeah, that is an expensive
tax. Overhead. Now you got to worry about the cars and maintenance.
No, also not to mention that they have also divested into other avenues, which doesn't make any sense.
Doing your court thing. I can't see you losing money just being Uber. All I do is connect you to this dude, and this dude gonna take you.
I don't know where you would lose, where the money's going.
Yeah, right. Like I said before, they
gotta be spending it on something else. They're random shit trying to be.
They're spending money.
You don't have any
cars.
Oh, exactly. Right. It's not like you got a shop.
You just an app that connects one person to the next.
Got a river. I ain't mean to interrupt. Y'all keep on going. I'm a dip on now. Got to go somewhere. Look, yeah, y'all keep it going. Hey,
all right. Now we got.
That's the end of the episode.
It's the end of the episode anyway.
Oh, this is all okay.
Well, he left, so I guess it's over.